Yo, this is AK96 Podcast. It's your boy Alex.
And there you already know who this is. Your boy Kyle.
And you know,
back.
Back at it again.
Back at it again.
You feel me? And today's topic.
Cancel culture.
You feel me? Cancel culture, one of the most, as everybody likes to say, toxic things ever. I think we real deal. Certain people, I understand it. But most people, there's no need to cancel.
It's definitely something that's really taken a hold of pretty much everything. Like now the fact that, you know, you can have an opinion, you know, that could just be, oh my gosh, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty crazy. And it's scary too. And I have to say, one thing that's really scary is like these big tech companies, you know what I'm saying? The fact that, and I'm not a, you know, Trump supporter, but you know, hey, a president of the United States, you know, could get his Twitter banned. You feel me? Like if they could do that to the president,
they'll do that to us.
And exactly. And then another thing, like there's no oversight, you know, of a corporation like that. It's really them and their core beliefs. You feel me? And technically, you know, cancel culture is pretty much domination. If you're not talking what we want, you know what I'm saying? Then you gotta go.
Exactly. Like, I respect everybody and everybody's decisions and beliefs. So, I mean, I don't really speak on it like crazy like that. But everybody's entitled to their own opinions. If they don't like something, they don't like something.
Respect it.
Exactly.
Keep it moving.
Exactly. Freedom of speech. If you racist, what am I supposed to do about that? You racist. Like, that's not my problem to deal with. Like, you can say, oh, I hate niggers. I hate everybody. All right. Okay. Keep it pushing. I mean, that's what you believe. Just, you know, I'm not going to fuck with you, but like, I'm not going to be around you, but that's what you want. But you're entitled to that. You may be ignorant, but you're entitled to that. But I don't think we should cancel people off rip for saying like certain things. I think we should try to make it more like a teachable moment.
A teachable moment. Understanding. You know, okay, exactly. So this is how you feel. Let's talk about it. Let's debate about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I also want to know where you're coming from too. Mm-hmm. You know, because I can't be all biased on what, you know what I'm saying? Like you, I want to understand both sides. Exactly. And then, hey, okay, what can we do to solve the problem? Because you know what I mean? So
it's just different though. Because everybody's entitled to an opinion, so it makes it feel like everybody is, I guess, powerful or all-knowing. Like, even when I made my burner account on Twitter for a bit, I just checked out, like, all the different little communities. Bruh. Even Black Twitter can be funny, of course. Black Twitter can be dumb as hell.
Black Twitter is gold. It's gold.
It's gold, but it can be dumb as hell. It's just like, bruh. It causes mess with y'all, by the way. But, nah, it could just be dumb, bro. Because people just be debating over the dumbest stuff, bro. It's just like, who cares?
Yeah, I ain't really stressing about it.
You feel me? It's just like, this is dumb. That's why I don't use Twitter.
No, you hit the nail right on the coffin, bro. It's the whole Mr. Potato here and whatnot. Like, I mean, I honestly would like to talk to somebody. And I really want to hear your argument towards why really gender, you know what I'm saying? Like trying to gender a toy. It's a toy. It's not real. it doesn't talk. It can't speak for itself. I would really like to sit down next to somebody.
Me too.
Who feels that way and explain their argument.
Just extreme opinions. Like, there's a ton of different genders besides a man and a woman. Of course, you can be transgender, whatever. That's your decision. Cool. Whatever,
that's you.
Whatever.
I respect your choice. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Keep it moving.
I'm going to keep it real with you. That's a nigga.
Right. That's a dude.
That's a nigga. I mean, if you
can't. It's only two that could come out. You gotta be either one.
Exactly.
Now what you do after that, that's so you.
You can't, I mean, you can be whatever you wanna be, you can say whatever you wanna be, but you can't subject the rest of the world to that.
Exactly.
Like you can say you're non-binary, you can say you can feel like a girl,
If that's how you feel, if that's what makes you happy, cool. I have no problem with that.
I have no problem with that. You know what I'm saying? Subject me to
you don't have to all stuff. Exactly, and that's what's scary. And if we don't have some type of oversight soon, or like later down the road, it's really going to get real. And we've already we're just seeing it. This is just like little things, you know, we just pick up on. But it's going to get real.
It's already getting that way. But because everybody's arguing and nobody's listening. Nobody wants to listen to the other side because everybody's like, no. I'm like, bro, like just chill. It's 7 a.m. You feel me? Like what Yachty said, bro. Like it's too early.
It's 7 a.m.
It's 7 a.m. B. But everybody can have their own opinions. I think that's okay. Like, if not, we don't have to agree with each other, but we don't have to disrespect each other. Like what Boosie said about Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade's boy that wants to be considered a girl, and he's like 12 or 13. Fine, if that's what they want to do parenting wise, okay. Cool. But that's y'all. But you put that out to the rest of the world. Cool. So if you put you post something, everybody's entitled to their opinion. They're so they can say what they want.
This was
you
going to happen. You feel this me? Was going to happen.
Like, you knew that was going to happen. You
knew it was going to happen.
So if he said what he says, yeah, it's all good. But yeah, of course. Yeah. We talking side hustle business. Y'all don't even know what I'm talking about. But that's our opinion. That's our prerogative.
No, 100%. But overall, I'm not trying to, we're not trying to say.
Oh, yeah, we're not saying exactly to attack people or none of that, by the way.
Yeah, nah. Like I said, if I know a person like that, if that's, what you do, if that's how, what I'm saying? If that's you, that's cool. I have no problem with it.
Exactly.
I have my opinions, you have your opinions, and then that's pretty much it.
Exactly.
But it's that respect factor.
Exactly.
But honestly, I would, like I stated again, I would love to talk to somebody that actually, feels that way about a Miss Potato hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a lot of stuff going on. Did you hear about the Cracker Box?
What happened with Miss Potato
Head? Who?
What happened with that?
Ah,
by the way, you hear they're trying to cancel Eminem too?
What?
Exactly.
Wait, which, the Eminem the candy or Eminem the rapper?
Eminem the rapper.
Whoa, what he did?
I don't know.
Oh, Eminem for
him? You know the 2000s kids. They were trying to cancel him
Eminem was saying some crazy stuff back then, but that's Eminem. But yeah, right. Why are you bringing up it now?
It's like, if they want to do that for Eminem, do the same thing for Tyler the Creator. Honestly. Because Tyler was saying some wild stuff too when he first came out. And he was eating cockroaches.
That's crazy.
You feel me?
That's like, I knew it was something. Yeah.
Something up with that nigga. But
yeah, boy, I'm gonna
miss Potato Head. Break
that. Oh, man, people just want to change it. They don't want him to be a mister. They're like, why?
He's a potato.
Exactly, he's a potato. So, like, he's just here. Let me find it. Like, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Mr. Potato, it's Toy Story. He's chilling. He's with Andy in the gang, bro. He's with Buzz Lightyear.
I want to read you the straight facts.
They have Mrs. Potato Head, though.
They have Mrs. Right. Exactly.
What?
I don't know, man. Okay, yeah. I just want to say the right thing, too.
Yeah.
Okay, so they said, okay, this is according to CNN Business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mr. Potato Head, I'm not saying completely trust him, though, but Mr. Potato Head is no longer a mister. New York, okay, Hasbro is dropping the honorific Mr. from the Mr. Potato Head brand, renaming the shape-shifting plastic spud to the gender-neutral Potato Head. So somebody had a legit argument and was like, look.
I don't like this.
Why does he have to be a dude? Like, it's
why,
a
why can't
toy.
He be a girl?
Now, I understand what? There's probably a hardcore fan had to
this
say
little that. Section of Twitter did this.
I don't know, bro. I don't know. But see, look, they're doing this. The animal crackers, the zoo, with the animals on them, caged up. People was like, nah, we don't want
what?
That. I don't like that.
So even just let them just wait for animal crackers.
They don't like the cages on the box. They don't like that.
I'm sorry, like y'all. That. I'm dropping so many F-bombs.
They don't like
right
that.
Now, but what?
That is one is crazy.
Bullshit.
You heard about Dr. Seuss, right?
What happened to Dr. Seuss?
Okay, but look, Dr. Seuss did have some crazy things. He had some crazy things going up in the book.
Yeah, because they was portraying. Like, I heard about
but,
that.
But now they're doing that though. So, but like Dr. Seuss, I can kind of agree. Exactly, man. So it's getting.
As long as they don't praise the music, because y'all not gonna get rid of Eminem. I'm not.
But they could. See now, you telling me Eminem? They talking about Eminem? They could.
They can't. No, there's no way. It just can't happen.
See, this cancel culture is real.
Cancel culture needs to stop. Y'all need to stop canceling people and just let people live their life.
It's real.
Talking about something.
It's real.
Cancel Cardi B. She ain't do nothing.
It's real.
Hey. Man, people, if you say anything, bruh.
Anything.
Well, you say men. Why did you say all women? We're all kids. What if I say women? Why did you say all men? What?
Hey, bro, I ain't even mean it like that.
You feel me? I'm just trying to rap. I'm just trying to make some hits. Yeah.
I ain't thinking about that.
You feel me? The day I know society has gone down is when they try to cancel Drake. You know, why didn't he say spicy wings? Why didn't he say barbecue wings? Why didn't he say gender neutral wings?
Right.
He want lemon pepper.
Right.
But
right, man, people can say that. Why he ain't want to talk about the barbecue?
You feel me? Why he want teriyaki? Come on, he want lemon pepper. You know, Ross want that lemon pepper.
Hey, but lemon pepper wings go hard though, man. At Wingstop,
they be gas. Shout out my young boy Javon.
My girl made some lemon pepper wings. They're really good.
What?
I ate them up.
Hey, shout out to that.
I need a cheat day. I've been meal prepping. Same. I've had chicken breasts.
Have some in there marinating. Like 3 days. I need to cook it.
See, like I'm saying, but it's building me that protein going to the gym. So
hey, you know we getting right. 2020.
Got you, man.
I'm trying to gain 30 pounds this year, dude.
30 pounds? You trying to get big?
I'm trying to get swole. Yeah, I'm trying to get cut, B. I'm trying to get jacked.
Well, you could. You just gotta eat.
Literally, just eating all day.
Throwing them weights.
Yep.
You're gonna have weights, to hit it hard. I don't
do no cardio.
No.
I don't really do cardio like that.
I mean, you could use it just to like shred it.
Yeah,
shred
anything.
You up. Yeah.
But I look cool, you know, once in blue moon.
Okay, how much weight right now?
Right now I'm like 125. I'm light.
Bro. What?
I'm light, bro. I'm a stick, bro.
Are you serious?
I'm tiny, bro. I'm
okay, so yeah, 30 pounds, yeah, you solid. You solid.
I need that goal.
You solid.
Bro, it took me a while to hit that, bro. I'm tiny, but yeah, the thing is, though, I can lift. That's the thing now, though, but it's just like, now I need
you get,
I
you're strong, eat. You're strong.
I'm strong, but I just need the size. I need to get the, I just got to eat all day. That's my thing. I'm doing it now, so watch. By July, y'all going to see a new Alex. Watch me.
man, eat. Throwing them weights, you'll tackle it alone.
You feel me? You see, we dynamic like that. We go from cancer culture straight to lifting weights and getting healthy. You feel me?
Awesome. Balance. Exactly. Hey, balance is key.
Balance is key. That's the motto. But also, actually, we'll wrap this one up. But for cancer culture, we gonna end it right here. But also, another thing is, we need for the Asian community. Stop attacking them people.
Okay, now tell me about that. What's going on with the Asian community? What's going on with them?
It's so random.
Like,
it works anyway, but you know,
that might be another episode because I honestly don't know what's going on.
They're just attacking them because,
like, people like dying.
I don't know if they're dying, but people are just getting attacked. But like, they're getting face like cut. They just getting beat. Like, old ladies getting beat.
Like here in America.
Yeah, like New York. Area.
What?
Just all around the USA, bro. Like, they just get attacked, bro.
I gotta look it up. I was scrolling on Instagram one time, and NFL was like, we need to start the Asian hate. I was like, what? What's going on?
Asian hate. What you mean? I love anime.
There's not a lot of.
I love Asian women.
Exactly. What's going on?
Okay. Attack on Titan tomorrow. Yeah.
What? Hey, man. Attack on Titan, that's a show, though.
That's a show. It's gold.
It's going down. Man. Do you agree, Aaron?
Yeah. Oh, no, niggas, bro. Y'all kill my mama. Exactly.
No, really.
Shout out all my Asian folks, yo. I appreciate all my Asian creators. And come on, we literally base our lives around anime. Like, we apply it to our own lives. So, Asian hate, like, you ain't finna catch that from us black folk. I don't know about them white folk, but us black folk, we ain't for that.
I ain't got no beef.
You feel me?
I didn't think there was beef. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't think there was beef.
Exactly. But I see it was just like three white kids that just beat up this old lady.
Wow.
And some old men too. They be cutting them with razor blades. Wow. New York niggas is vicious.
I had to say, when I was in New York, I don't mean to keep the podcast going, but when I was in New York, we went to Chinatown. It was an immersive experience.
I bet.
Like, it was literally like Chinatown. You feel me? And we ate the food, but we went to this one restaurant we had some ramen, more like ramen. It wasn't like completely ramen, but long story short, we got in there and we were like, oh, what do you want to eat? And they had like some meat and whatnot. They literally had like an open thing where you could see them take the bird.
What?
I was like, whoa. And then they cook it up and, you know, serve it right there. Completely, everybody just
that's different.
It was cool. We went there twice. We had to go back.
That's how you know that food was busting.
I want to go back to New York, but they really messed up right now.
Yeah, they.
You know what I'm saying?
They worse than us, COVID wise. Yeah, and we be wilding. I don't understand it.
I think it's because we need to eat. Yeah. I don't know.
It's I gotta be them cold niggas.
I don't know. Like, I was looking. I remember one time looking at the weather, and everyone was cold, below 40, in Florida, just like 75. I like everybody blue, it's blue, all, red. You feel me? Florida like green, I believe.
Yeah, we chilling.
No. My bad. If the states are cold, everything is blue. So they meant Florida. Yeah.
Texas, they have like.
And I don't know what's going on in Texas. They can't catch a break. They can't catch a break. But you know, I've been hearing things talking about
big up Travis.
Not like the snow wasn't melting.
Yeah,
and I believe that because I believe in you ever not even yeah global warming is true too. But this is
we have no
right
idea
on top of my head. It's right on the top of my head. But chemtrails.
Yes, I heard about that.
So pretty much. They can create the
weather.
Exactly.
The government, you know.
Yeah, they like, have
it. I don't want it to rain today, nigga. You feel me?
But if that can happen in Texas, that can happen to us. Exactly. But I don't know. Like, we really like.
They said we just gonna keep this state hot all the time.
Right. It's because it get hot. Look, it was just like rainy and
yeah, it's looking ugly.
Now the sun out, clear skies. I might actually go to the
you know me? I'm like on the beach.
But Florida's like that.
I got a plan on right now. I might have to take that off and change the fit again.
But it did say it was probably going to be cold, though. It did.
Oh, did it?
No, it did say, like, later on tonight, it's probably going
to be cold. All right, keep me playing along then. So, all right, yeah, directly there. It's all good. But we're going to end it, wrap it up. You know, one last time, stop Asian hate. We love anime. We love Asians. We love Asian culture. So stop the Asian hate. Don't be attacking the Asian homies. It ain't cool like that. And, yeah, this is AK
Hey, Nice appreciate podcast. You listening. Y'all take it easy.
Take it easy. Oh, yeah, and you... the correct outro. You know, follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Spotify.
You know,
save us.
Click the link in the bio. Share listen with your friends. Listen to all of it. You know, share it with people. Like it. Subscribe. 5 stars us. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. We out.